I was adopted when I was 7 years old and went to live with a Christian family, and who I went to live with them, and then later they adopted me and started going with them to a large church in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Church of the Open Door. It was a really big church. And I started going there, and while in Sunday school, I asked the Lord to come into my heart, and my teacher helped me, and I thought, of course, I was saved. My mother said I was saved, the teacher said I was saved, and as I got older, got involved in the church, I went to all the services. We went Sunday night, Wednesday night. Friday night was either skating or something that we did. It was a really big church and involved. And I joined the teen group. I went to the Christian camp that they had, but I wasn't really living for the Lord. And there were troubles at home, a lot of them, troubles at school, and just a lot of bad things going on. So kind of fell away from the Lord. And as I got older, of course, then I met Tom, hubby, 53 years this year.
Amen.
And I met him, and he was going to Penn State at the time. So I followed him up to Penn State. I wasn't going to let him get away. So I followed right up after him. We got married up there, and he was Catholic, and I knew it, and I knew I probably was not doing the Lord's will, but I did it anyway, and we got married in 1966. We had three children, and in the 70s, we started attending church up in Pennsylvania, where my brother was going to church, Calvary Baptist Church up in Lansdale, which was another very large church, too. And Tom, of course, kind of went to different. I went in first because my brother went there, and Tom started going to things that they would have on the side, like their Eagle Fellowship or something like that. They would get him to go. And then, of course, as he said in his testimony last week, he got saved actually reading the Bible and reading the Catholic Bible. So after he got saved, I started worrying and doubting my own salvation. And I thought, okay, Mom said I got saved in church and in Sunday school. The teacher said I got saved. But I started worrying, as a lot do when they get saved at a young age. And with so many problems and everything, I thought, something doesn't seem right here. So I started doubting my salvation. And I got down on my hands and knees one night in April 18th, 1978, and asked the Lord to come into my heart, and was then saved. Could have been saved at 7, but I wanted to get it right. Of course, everything doesn't go smoothly after you're saved, no matter what. I would fall down, I'd get up, fall down again, but the Lord was always there beside me. And then in 1983, the Lord led us down here to Virginia, and we joined a church. And after about a year, we kind of figured it wasn't for us, and just different things. And we decided to look for another church. And a friend of ours in that church actually told us about a little church in the woods. And then there was no Cedar Lee, nothing. This was a little church in the woods. And I thought, that's great. You know, that's great. I like the smaller churches. So we visited, and we've been here ever since. So we've been here a long time. We've had our ups and downs as a family, as everyone does, whether you're in a Christian family or not. And we went on to have three wonderful children, grandchildren, and one great-grandchild that we have. And he's also, the Lord has given us a wonderful church that we've always loved, and friends in the church, and a pastor and wife that have supported us and been there for us over the years, no matter what was happening. I haven't always stayed close to the Lord, but he's always been there for me. And something that the devil has a habit of getting you, and something Dennis said this morning in Sunday school, was that Satan is always there and always will be there for us, against us, till the day we die. And in Deuteronomy, and I'm going to read that, because I don't have that memorized. In my devotions, I'm in the Old Testament, and when I was in Deuteronomy, I came across these three verses, and it was pertaining to Israel when they were going through the wilderness. They were wandering in the wilderness for 40 years, and the Lord was with them at times. They were against the Lord. They disobeyed the Lord. But these three verses, Deuteronomy 11:13 through 15, "And it shall come to pass, if ye shall hearken diligently unto my commandments, which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, that I will give you the rain of your land in his due season, the first rain and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy corn, thy wine, and thine oil. And I will send grass in thy fields for thy cattle, that thou mayest eat and be full." And that was God's promises to Israel after 40 years of wandering in the wilderness. And just as his promises to Israel, he gives me the same promises always for the rest of my life and eternal life.